Star Power Thursdays are evenings at Rinalda House Museum of American Art, and they include entertainment, refreshments, and admission to Star Power Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography exhibit. There are different featured programs each Thursday night, and you can attend or simply enjoy the exhibition and a glass of wine with friends. Programs begin at 5:30, and tonight's Star Power Thursday, March 21st, will feature acclaimed bass Jason McKinney as Paul Robeson in an excerpted performance of the Philip Hayes Dean play by the same name. Jason McKinney embodies the many lives of Paul Robeson, son of an enslaved North Carolinian. He became valedictorian of Rutgers University, an NFL football player, star of the longest-running Shakespeare play in Broadway history, Hollywood A-lister, and controversial civil rights figure. We're sampling from Jason's recent performance of Old Man River.
He was a phenomenal singer. He was an All-American at Rutgers in 1917 and 1918. He was a very famous singer, probably the famous African-American singer at the time, touring the U.S., touring Europe, you know, not just singing songs that people wanted to hear, but he was actually elevating the African-American music of the time, spirituals and the field songs. He was elevating them to the status of an art song or a French chanson or a German Lied. He was using that medium as a way to open the door for people so they could get a snapshot of what the real African-American experience was, and not just minstrel shows and the stereotypes of the time. Because, you know, this is right after World War I, before any sort of civil rights were happening. Jim Crow was very big in the South. And, you know, Paul had to deal with that. And, you know, the main reason he got into theater was because when he was trying to be a lawyer in New York, he would not be allowed the opportunity to try cases in front of judges.
Because he was a black man.
Because he was a black man, and they were afraid they were going to lose because judges were very reluctant to rule in favor of Negro lawyers. So Paul decided, enough's enough. I quit. You know, I got to do something else. And he was able to find the theater.
Was it his performances in theater that led to his slaying them in London, singing Othello, that allowed him to then elevate the spiritual? How did that progression go?
Well, Paul was very famous for singing for friends. Famous friends like Eugene O'Neill and George Gershwin and people in New York that could hear his music. And Paul would be very happy to sing, no problem. He was very famous for doing that. His voice was very powerful. It had this vibrato that would just cut through everything.
There is spite against the sons of the oppressed, a God on high.
Not to mention, he was a very good-looking guy, and he was very charismatic. So during the Harlem Renaissance, that really led him to become very popular. And eventually, he got the idea from his wife that he could use his talents as an orator, which he, you know, won contests for as a youth. He could use those skills not only in the courtroom, which he tried to do, but he could also use them on the stage. And he was a little reluctant to do it. But eventually, he came to the realization that, yes, he could use the theater as a way to sort of open the door for African Americans.
That we call freedom. The home of liberty.
Bass Jason McKinney. He's featured in Rinalda House Museum's Star Power Thursday night. Tonight, March 21st at 5:30, in an excerpted performance of a play based on the life of Paul Robeson by Philip Haynes Dean. You'll find links to more information at WFDD and click on Triad Arts. The $5 non-member ticket price includes entertainment, refreshments, and admission to the exhibit Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.